Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan Orellana, and this is part three of being hotter in 2025, how you are going to actually achieve your goals this year. I know we created our vision boards, we did our goal setting, but now I want to walk you guys through how the fuck are we going to actually achieve all these things that we've set out for ourselves. Because I know I've been there in the past where I've written goals and I haven't exactly given myself a game plan as to how I plan to achieve these things and what I'm actually going to do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to make sure I'm on track to achieving these things or at least working towards these things successfully. So that is what we are going to get into in today's episode of the podcast. If you are new here, if you haven't listened to part one and part two, I definitely recommend you go back and listen to part one, then part two before listening into this episode. I'll have them linked in the show notes or the description if you're watching on YouTube as always. But happy 2025, you guys. I can't believe it's the new year. I also feel like it's January 5th, and January, I feel like, either goes by really, really fast or really, really slow, and it kind of feels like both at the same time. Like, I feel like time is flying by, and I'm ready booking things into, like, mid to late Jan, and then I look at the calendar, and it's only the 5th when I'm recording this. So I think things have been going. It's been a good year so far. I mean, we're 5 days in, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. Last year, I said that 2023 was a foundational year of growth. It was the foundation setting. It was setting myself up for what 2024 was going to be. And I said that 2024 was going to be this year of power and drive. And I would say I was pretty accurate on that. Like, it definitely was a year of power and drive. And 2023 really did set me up for that year of growth. And last year was just an insanely impactful year for me. But that doesn't necessarily mean that everything was good. I feel like I experienced a lot of crazy good things and I accomplished a lot, but it was also a really challenging year. And I guess that makes sense because the challenges brought rewards, but it was a really hard year and I went through a lot of things that I'm still kind of working through in this year. But I'm really proud of myself for getting through that. And I know in talking to a few of my friends and a few different people that they were feeling very similarly, that it was probably one of the most challenging yet rewarding years they've ever had. And I think that's the beauty. Like, where there's lightness, there's also darkness. One can't exist without the other. Like, we can experience and be grateful and truly appreciate all the good things in life without the hardships and without the more negative things and the things that aren't so shiny and bright and joyful. We do need to have both. It is a double-edged sword. So if you are feeling similarly to how I'm feeling, that 2024 was this really challenging year, and maybe there wasn't that much greatness when you look back on that, but you got through those challenging things. That is something you should be so proud of yourself for, so proud of continuing to push forward now, no matter how hard it was. It's only going to make you stronger. It's only going to make you a stronger, more strong-willed person. And I truly believe that we're not given anything that we aren't going to be able to handle. And even if it feels like you're breaking at the seams, you will get through it and you can get through it. And you have the toolkit, whether it exists or it's being formed. As you go through these challenges, like, you have the ability to pick yourself up and carry yourself through. And it's truly such a beautiful gift of life, because what would life be if we had no struggles? We're getting really deep really fast here, but I don't know. I think 2025 is going to be this really awesome year. And especially if you were like me and some of my friends who found 2024 to be this like really challenging year that continuously just like pushed your limitations and your strength and your mental capacity, then like I really do think that like we're coming out on this other side sharing and showing so much gratitude and so much resilience. I do think 2025 is going to be our year, whatever that means and looks like for you. But before we get into this whole episode of how you're actually going to achieve your goals, let's just tap into my current faves, a little lighthearted moment before we get really serious over here. But my current faves, if you've been following me on socials at Alana Bloomberg, I've been posting at Solus a lot. That's where I did my Pilates certification. I'm also going to be teaching two classes in January. If you live in Toronto, I'll be teaching on January 13th. Is it the 13th? No, January 20th and 27th, I believe it is. Give me one second. January 20th and 27th at 7:15 a.m. at the Health Cafe. I'll have it linked in the show notes. Use code Alana. I think you get 15% off your class. But nonetheless, I've been obsessed with Solus Reformer. I got a membership there. I'm super excited about it. I still go to Jaybird. I still love it there. Solus is just a bit more convenient for me. I've been going to the sets and the shape. I really like those classes and it's just been very therapeutic. I love the vibes in there and I'm just loving it lately. Still obsessed with my Ultra Human Ring. I love it for steps, sleep, recovery. It really gets me on my ass about fixing my sleep schedule and going to bed earlier and being consistent with my bedtime and wake up time, which I always talk about. You know, you think like I should practice what I preach. Sometimes I'm just a girl, but it really does. I love it for those features. I don't really use it for workout metrics or anything. I'll put my Apple Watch on if I want that, but I really like it for sleep and recovery and then also cycle tracking. Obsessed lately with the three-way podcast. Peyton Sardin and her two friends, Iman and Kristen, are on it and they're so funny. And I feel like I'm just like listening to my girlfriend's chat. I've been putting it on a lot when I'm in my apartment. Loving going for like dinner and drinks or a bite with friends to catch up. Gives me something to dress up for. Kind of over like the rally, like hosting a pre, taking shots, going out kind of vibe. And way rather just like go somewhere, enjoy a nice meal, be in a cool environment, get to go to a cool restaurant. Toronto has a lot of really fun new restaurants and I'm such a foodie, so it's been fun to do that. And lately I haven't been watching much television. I've been watching a lot of YouTube and I've been watching a lot of like early 2000s rom-coms. It's truly the only thing getting me through this like post breakup situationship vibe. It's the only thing making me believe in love, and I don't know, I just love a good rom-com. It's a good vibe, it's good energy, and we love her, we love them, specifically How to Lose a Guy in 10 days. But let's get into it. I did these 6 questions in the episode last year by Mel Robbins and I love them so much, and I actually do need to take time to pull out my journal. So grab your journal and get ready to write down these 6 questions by Mel Robbins. It's a really good moment to just reflect on last year and what you want to take or leave going into this year. I know we touched on it a bit in the past 2 episodes, but this is a slightly different exercise. So make sure you have either the notes app open or your notebook and have your pen handy. I want you to think about these 6 questions, maybe pause the podcast after I say each one and take some time to answer them. Number 1, what were the highlights of the past year? Number two, what were the hardest aspects of the past year? Three, what did you learn about yourself over the past year? And then these ones are like the really key breakers, and this is kind of what we're going to dive deeper into in this episode. What do you want to stop doing this year? What do you want to continue doing this year? And lastly, what do you want to start doing this year? Then, based off of these, I want you to think about what is the theme of your 2025. Based on the answers to those questions, pick a word, a mantra. We'll go into mantras a bit later. A theme, like anything that you want to represent this year. I've been jokingly saying, I hate saying this word. It's such a bad swear word. So if you have children in the car, definitely don't, maybe skip forward a little bit. But I had one of you girls DM me saying how my red hair is so cunty. Every new year, we set New Year's resolutions, we set goals, and sometimes we forget to create the game plan on how to get there. Whether it's something like saving more money, investing more money, sometimes we forget how to actually do it. We forget to let ourselves know or create a game plan as to how we can make saving or investing our money easier. But Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing, so your money has the chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. I personally love Acorns. It makes investing and figuring out what to do with your money and adulting in general a whole lot easier, a whole lot less stressful, a whole lot less overwhelming. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana. Did you know that the average bottle of water contains 240,000 tiny particles of plastic? And with recent research finding microplastics in our bodies and our blood, it's time to pass on plastic and get a water filter that actually works. I've been using my LifeStraw Home Studio for the past few weeks since I got it, and I absolutely love it. It has replaced my previous water dispenser filtration system, and I personally love knowing that I'm doing good for my body. The water tastes great, and I love how it looks in my fridge. The LifeStraw Home Studio is the only water filter dispenser that removes over 30 contaminants, including microplastics, bacteria, and PFAS, and improves the taste of your tap water. It has a compact design, perfectly for small spaces like apartments or kitchens with limited space. And it comes in a fun range of colors that match your design, whatever your aesthetic is, and it's easy to maintain. LifeStraw is a certified B Corp that gives back. For every product sold, a child in need receives a year of safe water, over 9 million to date. I personally have really loved using my LifeStraw Home Studio, and I couldn't think of having my water filtered anyway now. No more nasties. Use code ALANA for 15% off your purchase of any LifeStraw home product at LifeStraw.com. Offer cannot be combined with other promotions. That's code ALANA, A-L-L-A-N-A, for 15% off at LifeStraw.com. I feel like being a woman just gets harder and harder as time goes on, especially when it comes to figuring out our hormones and hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environments, whether it's in the water, in our skincare, in our clothes, in our food, in the air, whatever it is, they seem to always be messing with us. And there is a solution. There is a solution. Hormone Harmony is a formula that is made with herbal ingredients like adaptogens that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. So no matter what your age is, no matter what life cycle you are in, life stage you're in, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which you guys know I love, that help your body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages, whether you are navigating PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, or just the regular cycle symptoms. I personally really am a big fan of Happy Mammoth, and it has made me feel like myself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code ALANA, A-L-L-A-N-A, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code ALANA for 15% off today. I don't use this word often, but I don't know. I felt like that was just like the vibe of this year. Obviously, that's not like my main theme of the year, but I'm just like, I just want to like act with like a I don't give a fuck mentality. Like, I'm doing things for me. This is my life. I'm grabbing it by the reins and taking complete control of it. I'm not letting people walk all over me. I'm not letting people's judgments of me get to me. I'm not being a people pleaser. I'm being that bitch. And not bitch in like a rude way, but just like, I don't give a fuck if you don't vibe with me. Like, I don't need to please everyone. I don't need everyone to like me. As long as the people that are important to me like me, and I respect you, you respect me, sort of thing. Lead with class, which I guess is the complete opposite of the word cunty, but it's like the vibe, it's the energy. I don't know. If you're with me on that, feel free to DM me. We can discuss it more. We can have a in-depth conversation about the theme, the year of the cunty. I mean, it's also like in Chinese New Year, I believe it's the year of the snake. So it kind of is fitting with that. But I'm not really one to curse like that. But really, that's my word of the year, cunty. Okay. So once you have answered, such a self-help podcast, you guys, for the girls, for the Pilates princesses, we're being cunty this year. Okay. So we've answered our 6 questions by Mel Robbins, and we've set our theme of the year, our mantra, our word. Now it's important to find where you actually are at. In order to get to where we want to go, you need to kind of figure out what is our starting point? Where are we actually? And I want you to be really honest and realistic with yourself and look at yourself from the outside in. Be for real with yourself. Like, don't lie to yourself here. Like, if you have a fitness goal, if you have a career goal, whatever it is, be so raw, so vulnerable, so real. The issue is a lot of people set goals and they have no idea where their starting point is. They have no idea, no plan on how they're going to actually achieve these things. And I don't want that to be you. And that's not going to be you. I'm here to help you actually achieve your goals and feel confident in doing that and successfully achieve whatever the hell it is that you want to achieve. Whoever you want to be by the end of this year, we're going to make that happen. You need to acknowledge where you're at in order to get to where you want to go. And then we're going to work backwards and break it down. So for example, I used this example last year because I feel like it's the easiest one to kind of just explain. Say you want to pay off of your student loans, your loans, maybe it's credit card debt by the end of 2025. You have $20,000 that you have to pay and you want to do biweekly payments. So what we're going to do is we're going to divide 20K by 26 because that's how many weeks there are in the year when we do biweekly to find out how much every other week you're going to put aside to pay it off by December 31st. Done. Simple. Put it in your calendar, set reminders, put it on auto transfer to auto pay. Done. Easy as that. So think about where you want to end, like what is your goal, and then work backwards. How are you going to get there? So say like another example, say you want to earn a certain amount of money. You work for yourself, you do freelance marketing, and you want to have a certain total income. So then how much of that annual income would you have to be earning on a monthly basis? And then what do you need to sell of your services in order to hit that monthly quota? Just break it down. It's a numbers game. No matter what the habit is, no matter what the goal is. Speaking of habits, I want to take you back to Atomic Habits. And if you haven't read Atomic Habits by James Clear and you listen to this podcast, what are you doing? Go buy it. go download it off of Anna's archive, read it, make it your life. It's your new Bible. When we think of habits, habits are things that are going to actually help you achieve whatever the goal is. Little habits every day add up to bigger things. Focusing on getting 1% better every single day ends up being 30% better each month, or 31%, or if it's February, 28%. But by the end of the year, you will be 365% better. So what can you do today to bring you closer to tomorrow? What would your future self, this higher, hotter, healthiest, best version of you, be doing every single day in order to continue being them and to continue evolving as them? Who is this hotter version of you, and what is their purpose? Pause the podcast, turn to a new page in your journal, and I want you to reflect on that. Stopping the patterns. Patterns are these things that we all have in our life. We have patterns that repeat, and there's a reason why they keep repeating, whether you like it or not. They are trying to teach you a lesson. The first step is becoming aware of these patterns, these repeating patterns in your life that are trying to teach you lessons. Ask yourself, why do similar outcomes keep happening in different situations? For example, how come you always have the same sort of outcome with guys? Or whoever you're dating, or maybe in friendships, or maybe in a job, or maybe you have like a goal to, like a health goal or something, you always have the same sort of similar outcome. Like, why do these similar outcomes keep happening? Be honest with yourself. Stop lying to yourself. We like to lie. We like to be easy on ourselves. Don't. This is your moment to be vulnerable, to be a little bit of a hard ass, a bitch to yourself, and be honest. I'm all about talking nicely to ourselves, but sometimes we have to like shake ourselves a little bit and wake ourselves up. What are you missing? And what is this pattern trying to teach you? How can you stop this pattern from continuing to happen in 2025? And how can you grow from it? These patterns are only going to hold you back from achieving what you want and from moving forward and becoming this hottest, healthiest, highest version of yourself. So the minute you can crack down and become aware of this habit, acknowledging what you're ignoring and changing your behavior so that the outcome turns out different next time is the only way you're going to get past this. So our first step, what I said, is becoming aware of the repeating patterns. The second step is acknowledging what you ignored or did for this outcome to keep happening. Are you continuing to stay in relationships with guys or situationships, or trying to pursue a relationship with this person who has clearly told you and shown you in his words and actions that he's not interested in you? Are you staying trying to think like and thinking like, oh, what if? No, he's shown you that he's not interested, that he doesn't give a fuck about you. So why are you still there? Why are you letting him walk all over you? Why are you letting this friend cross boundaries and disrespect you? Change that behavior. Change what you choose to do when brought to the same circumstance. Don't repeat what you did in the past. There's a reason why different iterations of this keep happening in your life. The third step is to determine how you're going to make that change. Should you be presented with the similar or same choices again? What path are you going to take this time around? Why? Why do you want to take a different path? I'm going to tell you about my experiences. I want to say these are like my past like three situationships. We're not going to name names. The first one was 100% just like late night booty call, been out, hook up, whatever. And at around 3 months, we had a conversation to make sure we were on the same page. And here he clearly told me, I'm not looking for a relationship. And I knew I wanted a relationship at that point. And I thought I liked him. Looking back, I don't really think we were that compatible. But in the moment, I liked him. And I wanted something more with him, and I wanted to experience that with him. But he clearly told me, I'm not looking for a relationship. I don't want a relationship right now. And I acted like I was totally okay with that and continued to see him. And eventually it didn't feel good anymore. And eventually it brought me to a breaking point, and I had to leave that situation. I told myself I was never going to stay when someone told me they didn't want something more ever again. Come a few months, maybe a year later, I start going out with this other person, and I'm getting to the point where like we've been seeing each other a little bit. This time we're going on dates, and I'm kind of at the point where I want to see this progressing. So we have the chat and he tells me, I don't see it progressing. And so at that moment, I decided I'm not letting the same thing happen again. I need to walk away. So I communicate that. We end. But then, and I set that boundary by communicating, I've done this before where I've let someone like continue to see me when I wanted more and they didn't and it hurt me. So I'm not going to do it. But then I still saw this person. We would run into each other while we were out and end up leaving together. And it took a few times. And eventually, I stopped letting him cross that boundary. I set the boundary even harder. And since, no more.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
And then there's a new guy who I was seeing and things were really good. But the minute it started to not feel good and the minute it warranted me walking away and no longer was matching with what I wanted or how I wanted to feel or be treated, I said, I don't want this. I don't like this. I know I deserve better and I want better. And I walked away and I finally learned the lesson. So you're going to keep getting patterns. And I had a lot of guys, like the first guy. I've had a lot of things like that in my life. And eventually you get tired of it and you hit your own breaking point and you want to change it. Or I could have chose to ignore that. I could have continued to act out in the ways that I was acting before, making the same decisions. And it would have kept hurting me and I would have kept not getting closer to what I actually wanted. Needless to say, if there is a pattern in your life that keeps reoccurring and you don't like it, you don't like the outcomes of it, and you're asking yourself why, be a little harsh on yourself. Why do I keep making this decision? And what decision can I make instead to change the outcome and bring me closer to what the hottest, healthiest, highest version of myself would be making in a situation like this? How would they be communicating their boundaries? What standards are they setting for themselves? What standards are they looking for and how they are treated by others, whether it's a friendship, romantic relationship, work relationship, and do it, determining your why. I always say this. I say this a lot, but I think it's really important to have a why. I think setting goals is great, but those can just be surface level things and mean nothing if you don't have a deeper reasoning as to why you want to do it. And a lot of you ask me, like, Alana, like, how do you stay so motivated all the time? Like, how do you always get up early and work out and do the things you know you need to do? And one, I romanticize the shit out of everything. So even if I don't want to go to my 6 a.m., well, I never do a 6 a.m., but at least anymore, like my 7 a.m. Pilates class or posting every day, whatever it is, I just romanticize it. I make it my life a rom-com, essentially. But I think you need to have a why. I think you need to know, why do you want to work towards these things? What is going to drive you when things get tough? Because that motivation is going to come and go. It's not a dependent thing. It's not something you can rely on. It's that toxic situationship, essentially, motivation. It's hot and cold. So you need something that's deeper than something that's surface level. It needs to be something that pulls on your heartstrings. What do you want to feel? Why do you want to feel it? What is the intention behind your movements, your habits, your decisions, the things you're doing, the end goal, the aspiration? Why do you want to become this hotter, highest, healthiest version of you? Who are you doing this for? Are you doing it for your younger self? Are you doing it for your current self? Are you doing it for all of the above? why. Ask yourself why. Again, pause the podcast, open up your journal, and reflect. Setting yourself up for success. In order to achieve the goals you are setting out to achieve in 2025, you need to create an environment that allows for growth to happen. It may be winter, but maybe we need to spring clean our lives a little bit. Maybe we need to remove the places, people, things, habits, mindsets, etc. that are limiting your potential and are no longer serving you. Organize your space. You guys know, I think clear space equals a clear mind. Your home is a reflection of what's going on up here in your head. Remember that. Set aside 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night to just put away everything. You take something out, you immediately put it away when you're done using it. You cook in the kitchen, you clean and wipe down the kitchen afterwards, you wash all your pans and dishes, whatever else you used. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals or people you aspire to be like. Think of these people as mentors. Be with people who push you and reality check you, can give you the hard truth when you need it, but not in a way that is manipulating you, trying to push you down or talk down to you or break away at your self-esteem and self-confidence. There is a difference. Think about being around people who can lift you up when you are lacking motivation, self-discipline, and drive. This can be people who you feel are on your playing field, who are a bit above you. I think a combination of the two is important because then you can have someone that you're working through things with and then someone that can kind of give you wisdom and guidance of where you want to go because they've already gotten there. You do not want to be around people who are only happy and want to be there for you when you are struggling. You want friends who will actually support you when you are doing well, can show up for you in those moments, can get really excited about these things with you and won't be like seeing these things as a threat. They're not threatened by your success because they truly believe themselves that your success does not take away from their own. With that said, I also think the content, whether it be podcast, social media creators, influential people, books, etc., impacts you. The same way the top five people you surround yourself with impact who you are as a person. Same with the top five people or brands whose content you're consuming impacts you. Consume content that aligns with who you want to become and aligns with this hotter, healthiest, highest version of you, of yourself. I personally love the Mel Robbins podcast, The Skinny Confidential. They're actually doing a collab that's coming out this week and I'm so excited for it. Note to Self by Peyton Sardin, What We Said with JC Marie and Chelsea Jade, Three-Way. It's a mix of self-help, improvement, educational, but also entertainment podcasts. Books I love. I cannot shut up about these books. I've told you about these books a million one times. Atomic Habits, Attached, Untamed, The Mountain Is You, When You're Ready, This Is How You Heal, and The Pivot Year. When in Doubt, Look at Anything by Brianna Weiss, and I highly recommend that you follow her and Mel Robbins. What resources do you need to keep up with these habits? An accountability partner is great. However, I am now very much a person who moves in silence. Stop telling your friends, family, peers, your support system, everything you are planning on doing. Instead, keep it to yourself, work in silence, move in silence. They can find out later. I feel like there is something, and I believe there's like a whole psychology thing behind this, but when we tell people our plans, that makes us feel like we've already accomplished it by just telling them. And I feel like then they never actually happen. And then also you open up room for judgment, for negative energy, negative vibes. What people don't know, they cannot destroy. And that is my mantra. I actually have this on my vision board. I'll read the exact quote. Privacy is power. What people don't know, they can't ruin. Is all I'm going to say. You can use a habit tracker, a journal, an agenda, a digital planner. And lastly, give yourself a mantra. This relates back to our theme of the year, our word of the year. What can you think about and connect your why to when things get hard or when you want to give up? This can also be, like I said, like your theme of the year. What is going to excite you, reground your headspace to where you were when you started this journey? Mantra examples. I'm capable. I'm evolving and transforming. Let them. Repeating that one again. Fucking let them. I am the happiest when I take care of myself. I am deserving. Healthy boundaries are a way of showing myself love. Putting myself first is hot. It's not selfish. It's hot. What's meant for me won't pass by me. I can't control how others treat me, but I can always control the energy I show to others and the treatment I show to others. And on that, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you need to go back, re-listen, pull out your journal, do more reflecting, I encourage you to do so. If you want to listen to the entire series all over again, I encourage you to do so. Take time, reflect, set your intentions, your goals, your mindsets for this year with intention. This is your year. You have every power within you to make it what you want it to be. I don't care what your circumstances are. You have the power to change them. You have the power to reframe your mindset, to find that silver lining, to change the way in which you see yourself and the way you fit into the world that you want to live in. You have the power to be this hotter, highest, healthiest, best version of you. It is not a dream. It is not some unrealistic mindset or way to think. If you're surrounded by people who think that, maybe rethink who your circle is. But you can and you will, and you are capable. And in case no one has told you today, I love how Mel Robbins always says this. I love you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Morning Ray. I love you guys so much. If you're listening, I love seeing when you post on stories or TikTok that you're listening to the pod. So continue to do so and tag me. If you'd like to support the pod, which I would really appreciate, I love when you leave comments and reviews on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.